hospital project cost, the common method of estimating the hospital construction cost is as per the number of the bed the hospital is going to plan. For example, if the 10 beds are planned in the hospital and if the cost of one bed is 400 lakh rupees, then the cost of 10 bed in the hospital will be 40 lakhs rupees. So all these minute details will also help the planner how much fund is required to make the hospital according to the number of beds they are planning the hospital will have. The hospital project cost is the direct project cost, which is equal to the base cost of the cost of the hospital building plus the escalation factor cost plus the fee for the hospital architect, hospital development consultant, site engineers, etc. Therefore, when we consider the hospital project cost, it not only includes the cost of building but also some hidden cost like the increase in the cost for each equipment which is required to make the hospital, like cement, iron bars, cost for the mansion, etc., the cost for the site acquisition, etc. That is why the hospital which is coming up in Andheri region usually will cost more for the bed charge, more for the consultation charge as compared to the hospital which is coming up in Nalasopara or Virar region of Mumbai. It is estimated that per bed cost of the hospital in a primary care level institution is rupees 8 lakh, where only the basic care is given. In the secondary care hospital, which is usually provided by rural hospital and district hospital, where the curative treatment is given, is 12 lakhs rupees, and where the tertiary care like cardiac care, neurology care, gastric care, rehabilitative care, burn care, assisted reproductive care is given, the level of the amount of expenditure will be nearly rupees 20 lakhs per bed. Breakdown cost of the hospital. When we consider the hospital as whole, the hospital as whole project has got the different locus which require different amount of money, and these may be acquisition of the site, because hospitals usually require land to build, and land depends upon the locality of the hospital, and this is very important because the landowner may charge very high for making the hospital to be built. Then it requires the site. Site of the hospital is also very important, because some area which are located in the core urban area may be very costly as compared to the peripheral part of city. Landscaping is also important, because sometimes the hospitals which usually prefer to be located at an elevated regions may require more cost, that is initial cost for cut down the hills, developing artificial landscape garden, etc. Then is the construction contract, then is the cost or payment of supervisors, then the payment which is required for equipment required in the hospital, different movable equipment required in the hospital like movable chair, movable bed, movable ECG machine, movable X-ray machine, etc. And it also required cost for the payment of hospital architect, hospital consultant, site engineer's fee, etc. Then category of the patient. Hospital patients are usually paying patients who pay for the money, or who pay in terms of money or cashless treatment for the treatment they receive in the hospital. These are usually corporate patient having backup with the health insurance, or individual patient of high socioeconomic strata who has got paying capacity, versus free patient who do not have money in the pocket but requires treatment, like patients having BPL card holder, patients who are economically backward, etc. and it is seen that pain patients are usually educated patients, belong to high socioeconomic strata, high standard of living with high backup of insurance property. Below poverty line treatment patients are given treatment entirely free of cost, starting from the admission till the discharge. And if the patient requires to be transferred from the one hospital to another, then hospital also bears the transportation cost. And nowadays in Mumbai, where the government is giving the land, it is estimated that at least 10% of the bed in the hospital should be reserved for the patient having below poverty line card, so that if the patient, if the hospital is having 100 bed, at least 10 bed patients will be occupied by the patient who are financially very weak and do not have money in the pocket, but they carry the identity card that is known as below poverty line card. Similarly, some of the patients have the money but not sufficient money to get treated, and these type of patients are known as economically backward patient, and the treatment is given not entirely free of cost but at the subsidized rate. The economically weaker section of the patient means the patient whose annual income is less than 1 lakh rupees and or a limit which is specified by the state government from time to time because of the escalation cost. So at present, if your annual income is less than 1 lakh rupees, you may ask the state authorities to make for you a economically weaker section of society, and in the corporate hospital you can also be treated, because corporate hospital, apart from giving 10% of the bed to the below poverty line, also reserve 10% of the bed to the economically weaker section of society. Public charitable hospitals have created separate fund called Indigenous Patient Fund, where 2% of the hospital earnings are deposited in the fund, and the fund is for the social cause, for the good medical cause. So no audit is carried out for this fund, and no income tax is paid on this. The donation received for the public charitable hospital for big industrial house or in the individual organization get income tax rebate under the income tax exemption law 80C, and that is why you will see big industrial group like Jindal Group, Adani Group, Ambani Group, Reliance Group, Hero Honda Cycle Group starting the hospital for the social cause, because whatever is the profit, 1 or 2% they donate for the medical cause, and it is for the betterment of the patient in the society who are not able to pay for the treatment. Then other category of the patient is the patient having the health insurance. The health insurance is defined as the way by which the user paid toward the health expenses at the regular interval in the form of premium, and whatever amount they pay, they get the income tax rebate in the 80C of income tax taxation law. And in this way, whenever they require the treatment, they can avail the treatment from the particular health insurance with which they are registered by getting admitted in their preferred hospital network, which is cashless treatment, and therefore the household budget do not get affected, and it also do not disturb their family life and avoid unaffordable catastrophic cost. Health insurance are of different type. It may be government supported like Mediclaim, United Insurance India Limited, Employee State Insurance Act, or it may be private ownership like Religare, ICICI Lombard. Then health insurance can be self-taken by an individual, or it may be group insurance like Auto Driver Insurance of Mumbai, Mumbai Dabbawala Health Insurance Scheme, etc. Or it may be floater scheme where some assured can be distributed to the family members whose name is registered with the health insurance company, so that anyone requiring the health attention will get the treatment within the sum assured, so that there is no restriction to spend the money on only one individual. And health insurance with riders, nowadays many health insurance are coming up with a few incentive scheme, where along with the main health insurance scheme, if you pay the extra premium, you will get certain treatment like OPD treatment, maternity treatment, ophthalmic treatment, etc. So these riders are also not given free of cost, but you have to pay additional for it. Corporate patient, these are the patients working in large companies which may be owned privately or government owned. The private owned company where the employer pays attention to the employee are Tata Group, Adani Group, Jindal Group, etc. Government owned company may be taken care by government public sector undertaking like Steel Authority of India Limited, Air India Limited, Bharat Petroleum, Hindustan Petroleum, Indian Oil Limited, etc., where the company is taking care of the expenditure spent on the patient. Here the employees are provided medical coverage through the hospital network as per the MOU signed with the treating hospital. Social cost benefit ratio in hospital planning is also important parameter in developing countries like India. It is defined as providing the required health facilities equally to the population, irrespective of caste, creed, religion and social status, usually followed in the hospital which is run by the government or supported by the government, like state government, central government, etc., because it is the obligation on the part of government of India to provide these health facilities. And it is called social cost benefit ratio because it is the hospital which are run by the government for the social cause, that is payment of the patient who requires the treatment free of cost, who requires the medical attention free of cost at an appropriate time, so that the disease, suffering, pain of the common man can be reduced with the government fund. For example, people living in Colaba and Bandra of Mumbai usually have the paying capacity better. Therefore, they can pay the hospital expenditure either directly or through the health insurance. And they can get admitted in the big corporate hospital like Brish Candy, Lilavati Hospital, whereas people living in the low socioeconomic strata like slum areas of Dharavi, slum areas of Nalasopara may not be able to pay an effort treatment in the big corporate hospital like Lilavati, and therefore they may die because of the lack of the treatment given. Social security, a security that society furnishes through the appropriate organization against certain risks which the members expose. The risks to which the social security cover in most of the countries are sickness, invalidity, maternity, old age home, death, etc. Social security is very much planned in the country like USA, where government takes care of every small things related to the health of the common man, like unemployment allowance, medical allowance, etc. But this is not possible in highly populous country like India, although government is trying the effort to give best possible available treatment to its employee. The social security for the industrial workers may be in the form of Workmen Compensation Act 1923, Central Maternity Benefit Act 1961, Employee State Insurance Act 1948, Family Pension Scheme 1971, where the employee get the treatment not only for the medical illness they develop, but also for the work-related injury in the form of compensation. Similarly, in the maternity benefit scheme, the female employee gets the benefit both in the form of leave as well as monetary benefit for the pregnancy, where they can get leave up to 3 months. In the case of miscarriages, they can get leave up to 4 weeks. In the case of complication arising because of pregnancy, like anemia, toxemia of pregnancy, they can get leave up to 45 days. Similarly, family pension scheme also gives the form of social security to the people who retire after completing the certain years of service, that is natural attrition or retirement, or because of any accident related injury leading to death, and family members were entirely dependent on the one working element who no longer exists. So in these cases, the family pension scheme take care of the family members, especially son and daughters, till they get self-dependent, till they become self-independent and start earning. Social security for the industrial workers. For planning healthcare and hospital, one must look for the number of contract laborers, unorganized labor force, pensioners who are not covered by the self or by the employee benefit scheme. For example, many contract laborers are taken to develop the airport, to develop the road, and they have not formed the trade union organization. So nowadays, their local leaders are demanding that they should get some form of social security, like coverage to the and access to the ESI hospital, so that at the time of need, they are not deprived of the medical facilities. For such category, more and more ESI hospital under public-private partnership model is coming up. They are also surviving because of the donation from the non-governmental organization as well as the donation received from the World Bank. The social security for the civil servant is in the form of central government health service scheme, which aim at providing comprehensive medical care to the employee who are working in the organization supported and run by the central government organization, such as Indian Postal Service, such as employees of Central Defense Research Organization, employees of All India Radio, employees of Doordarshan, employees of Prisoner and Jail Services, employees of Indian Judicial System like Supreme Court, District High Court, etc. Then social cost benefit ratio in hospital planning. Whenever you consider the social cost benefit ratio, you must consider the social security for the general public, and therefore different organizations are usually concerned for helping the common man or the general man who exists in the community, like Life Insurance Corporation of India, popularly known as LIC, then PPF, Public Provident Fund, where any Indian citizen working in an organization mainly supported by the government can contribute up to 1,50,000, and whatever is the earning, usually the government interest is 8.5% at present, will not be included in the tax component and will get the tax exemption during the year of the contribution and the ATC, and at the time of maturity, the lock period being 15 years, they have to pay no interest on the interest in the form of revenue earned. Then government has also initiated Rajiv Gandhi National Health Insurance Scheme or Virdha Pension Yojana, where monthly monetary benefit is given to the patient who are having the BPL card holder or economically weaker. Then different social agencies are also concerned for providing the health care of the common man, like Government of India, Ministry of Social Welfare and Women Affairs, different voluntary organizations like Kasturba Foundation Fund, Hindu Kush Nivaran Sangh, All India Women Conference, National Council of India, are few voluntary and voluntary organization which is also paying attention towards it. The National Social Economic Development and Gross Development and the Productivity of the Nation is also very important in monitoring and running of the healthcare, like Gross National Product, GNP, GDP, Gross Domestic Product. By providing or by dividing GNP or GDP by the total population, one arrives at per capita GNP or GDP, which are common general purpose indicator of national wealth. And if the nation is flourishing because of the high GDP or GNP, they will have ample fund to spend for the common people, they will bring the new technology, they will renovate the already existing facility, and they not only will do by increasing the healthcare infrastructure, but also will improve the quality of healthcare, more innovative healthcare, and more approachable and accessible healthcare, which is required by the people. Then size and the strength of the company income usually expressed in the per capita income, then gross national product predominantly for the industrialized nation. That is why once upon a time USA used to enjoy this monopoly because of being declared industrially developed. But nowadays upcoming nation like China, upcoming nation like India, because of the increase in the per capita income, GNP, are also able to afford because of the increase in the per capita income, GNP, etc. The countries having the lower GNP are predominantly developing and underprivileged developing countries with lot of economically backward, economically or financially poor patient. Usually these countries are highly populous and they are not able to cope up their family income, their national income with the healthcare facilities like the countries such as Bangladesh, Nepal, Afghanistan, Pakistan, etc., where they have to spend more and more fund mobilization from international agency, fund mobilization in the form of contribution from the big industrial house, etc., as compared to developed country like West Germany, China, Japan, USA, UK, etc. Now, the size and the strength of the country income expressed in the form of purchase power parity. It is defined as number of the unit of the current of the country currency required to levy the amount of good and services required in the domestic market. Now, healthcare is also service industry. Most of the healthcare run on the corporate business line. So anything is not given free of cost, but you have to back up with the paying capacity mode. And if your purchase power, that is power to purchase the healthcare by paying for it at the time of the need, will be high, if their standard of living is more, if the per capita income is more, if the level of education is more, if country GDP, GNP is more, because they can bear the extra cost. So these are also important parameter to be considered in the healthcare infrastructure providing, because if more is the gross domestic saving, if greater is the GDP, better will be the country financial position to take care of the matter related to the health of the citizens, etc. The per capita income also reflects the standard of living of the common man. The per capita income of India is lowest in the world. At the same time, for high socio-economic part of the society, the latest healthcare facilities are available. And that is why per capita income also reflects their living standard. For example, person who are earning more, who have got extra income, whose level of education is more, can take the healthcare facilities in a bigger corporate house, better quality of treatment, get admitted in the higher bed, can do the more sophisticated investigation, pay for it as compared to the people who are poor. Few Government of India initiative in this field is National Rural Health Scheme under the memory of Rajiv Gandhi, and it is also known as Rajiv Gandhi Rural National Health Service Scheme. Then to decongest the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, government is setting up 6 regional All India Institute of Medical Sciences all over India, and these will be coming up at Patna, Bhuneshwar, Jodhpur, Raipur, Bhopal, etc. To this, it brings the end of the chapter 3, factors, mainly the external factors affecting the hospital and healthcare planning. Chapter 3. Thank you.